Everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 127, beginning at verse 1. Begin Psalm 127, starting at verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Verses 1 through 5, all of Psalm 127. Then looking at Psalm 128 as well. Psalm 128, starting at verse 1. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord will bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Verses 1 through 6, all of Psalm 128. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for the privilege we have in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of being able to be involved in the wonderful work of the spread of the gospel every day of our lives. And Lord, thank you for the chance for us to share your precious word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with all people. And thank you, Lord, for the special privilege to share it with children. Father, thank you for many children and youth ministries you've raised up all over the world, Christian schools and others that go into public schools that carry the gospel. Lord, thank you for these wonderful, wonderful works and wonderful ministries. Lord, anoint them and raise up more and more ministries that reach out to children and to young people to share the good news of Jesus Christ so that they can come to know Christ at an early age and learn how to walk with God and live a life serving the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you once again as we begin this today, we want to encourage you, if you haven't taken time to go to our website at urbanfamilytalk.com, please do, urbanfamilytalk.com. Please go to the website and subscribe and take time to take a look at some of the blogs and the articles you'll find there. I think you'll find them encouraging and spiritually encouraging, and also tools to help you be a better disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, living out your faith in every area of your life as well. Also want to remind you once again, please go to our Facebook page and like them, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live as well. We'd appreciate you taking a look at both of them if you would. And also want to remind you too, please go to the App Store and get our free mobile apps for your iPhone and Android devices. Just go to your app store, search for Urban Family Talk, and get an app where you can take Urban wherever in the world you may go. And that way, again, we can be with you as you travel or go to other places as well as at home. And then finally, then, I want to remind you to, we want to invite you to the chat room where you can tune in and interact with us by way of the Churban, and hope you'll take time to do that as well through our website. We're grateful to have, once again, we had the privilege of having individuals that are part of the Windswept Academy with us last week by way of telephone, and they're with us once again for, you might call it, part two. So we're grateful to have Windswept Academy once again with us by way of telephone. And again, Clint and Amy. Clint is the headmaster or the principal, and Amy is the administrator. Clint and Amy, how are you all today? Can you hear me?
Yes.
All righty. How are y'all doing today?
We
That's good. Thank you all for taking the time to be back with us once again. And as we start off, Clint, would you once again introduce some of our listeners may not have caught the program last week, but further introduce Windswept Academy. Tell our listeners who you are, where you're located, and what you do.
Sure, brother. Thank you so much. Windswept Academy is a mission school. It's a Christian school, but we specifically designed to reach an unreached group of people. We're reaching the Lakota Indians on the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe Reservation. The school was established in 2009 with 12 students, and this year we have 80 students. We have a traditional classroom setting, mm-hmm. and we're trying, each year we add another grade, and we've been trying to reach the students with the gospel of Christ. Our real goal is to share the gospel, to start instilling the word of God into young hearts, mm-hmm. so that by the time they reach their teenage years, they will have developed a relationship with God and have started one, that we can see then God working in their lives. Our founders, Ann and Ohami Kanur, started this ministry. They came here actually to the reservation in South Dakota a dozen years ago or more, and just the Lord laid on their heart to start this ministry. Mm-hmm. And so it's a faith-based ministry. The children who come here don't pay tuition, and the Lord just has blessed us at every step of the way. And, you know, we know that He did it through the gifts of God's people, but also through their prayers. We've seen time and time again God working in lives and changing hearts of people here. Today we'd like, though, to sort of introduce you to more of our children and let you, instead of having to listen to the adults talk so much, we'd like to let you hear a little bit of what's going on in the children's lives.
Okay.
So if it's all right with you, brother, I'll let my wife introduce the kindergartners.
Okay, but before Amy comes, let me ask this, Clint. Now, something that you said that was very insightful last week, you shared that some of the unique challenges that you found on this particular reservation that you may find on a number of reservations would be very similar to those you find in inner city America. Can you kind of expound on that just real briefly before we introduce the children?
Sure, brother. Like the inner city, we always jokingly tell people we have all the inner city problems without an inner city here. Mm-hmm. And by that I mean all the problems that you would normally associate with poverty, okay, with a place where perhaps the gospel of Christ hasn't reached completely. Mm-hmm. We have, just to be honest, a lot of drugs, alcohol, a lot of homelessness, mm-hmm. And truthfully a lot of despair. Any place that doesn't have the gospel of Christ being reached out consistently, you often see that. And that's a lot of the problems we see. And so within the school, we often see, not in every case, obviously we have some very, very intelligent kids here, but we'll often see fetal alcohol syndrome and those sort of issues pop up. But it just, you know, the Lord called us here. He's blessing the ministry. Mm-hmm. And we love it. There are amazing people here working very hard to make a difference amongst both the natives and the non-natives here. There are people working very hard to make a difference for Christ.
Amen. Amen. And tell me again, where are you located? What state are you located in?
We are in South Dakota, right in central South Dakota, basically.
Okay, South Dakota. All righty then. Okay, so Amy's going to introduce some of the students that will be our guests as well today, right?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Joseph.
Hello again, Amy.
Hi. Today we have Mr. Shupik's kindergarten class.
Okay.
And there are 12 in his class. We have small classroom sizes here. We don't normally allow over 12 in a classroom, so we can give more individual attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to call out their names. We have Dimitri and Addison, Bridget, Gracelyn, Anders, Maddox, Shiloh, January, Richard, Thelma, Kyra, and Saber Ann. And today, they're going to do some Bible verses and also recite the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
This is something they're doing from memory. It's part of their morning routine.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you all. Thank you for praying that. Okay. And you're going to share some verses as well?
We are. As part of the Avecca curriculum that we use, every letter in the alphabet that they're learning has a Bible verse that goes with it. And so they've already learned their vowels, and so they're going to do the Bible verses that go with their vowels.
Okay. Go right ahead. All right, that was great. That was great. Okay, that was good. That was, so it's okay. Go ahead.
Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. Okay. Beautiful.
Sorry, go
beautiful.
Back to lunch. Okay, go ahead.
So again, that was a vowel for they had a Bible verse for each vowel. Is that correct? That's the way.
Yes, that was correct.
Yeah. They'll eventually the whole year they'll know a Bible verse that goes with every letter in the alphabet.
Excellent. That's neat.
Yes,
that's neat.
Obviously the intention there is to start hiding the Word of God in their heart.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At a very early age. And I realize they're very small right now, and they're learning these and memorizing the verses. But the truth is, it's amazing how often as they go home and get their parents to try to practice the verses with them, we'll have parents to call back and say, you know, my son, I couldn't believe he knew this, and, you know, this meant something to me.
That's
and
good.
So we try to get them to hide the Word of God in their heart. We also have a young man named CJ who's in sixth grade here.
Okay.
And the truth is a lot of the families here on the Lakota Reservation don't actually speak the native language.
Okay.
But CJ is from a more traditional Lakota family, and they speak Lakota.
Okay.
And he offered to come in and say a Lakota prayer today.
So this is, you said this is CJ in the sixth grade.
Let him go.
Okay. You said CJ is in the sixth grade, correct?
That have been going on in his life and that have happened in the last year.
Okay.
CJ, go ahead.
And I show you can if you learn our stuff, you walk the key turn, Jack Yassi.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, CJ.
Okay. Thank you, CJ. So now, are 100% of your students, all of them are Native Americans that live on the reservation there, is that correct?
All the students except for the teacher's children.
Okay.
So, yes. So if you take out the students that actually have three students who are the children of teachers, all the rest of the students are Native American. Yes, sir.
Okay. And the name of the tribe again?
They're the Lakota.
The
now,
Lakota
we do
tribe.
Have some Native Americans here who are not necessarily Lakota.
Okay. Well, Clint, I'm going to jump in here. We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. You're listening to some of the folks of Windswept Academy with us on the broadcast today. We'll be right back.
Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Corner. Here Jesus instructed his disciples to cross a lake and meet him on the other side of it. As they went, they were met by a violent windstorm that halted their progress. Often in our Christian lives, we receive clear instruction from the Lord, only to be met by an obstacle that halts our progress. We must, however, recognize that the onset of a storm does not cancel out God's instructions. Halted progress does not equal denied destination. When Jesus directed the disciples to go to the other side, he absolutely meant for them to get there. Delay does not equal denial.
Visit the Hamilton Corner on the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
We have all heard how unforgiveness only hurts you and not the other person. That is true. It also hurts our Heavenly Father. The older I get, the more I realize the enemy's tactic in destroying relationships, and one is unforgiveness. As a follower of Jesus, we should all desire to be used by Him to the utmost. But if you are holding on to unforgiveness, it makes it difficult. In Mark chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says, "When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Many times the reason why our prayers are not being answered, it isn't always because of the devil. There are times it's you, it's me, it's us. Today is a perfect day to let it go and ask God to help you move on so that He can use you to get more kingdom work done on this earth. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Equipped with Chris Brooks.
This program is an apologetic endeavor. What I want to do is really train you in the art and science of defending and commending your Christian faith to people who maybe they've been hurt by the church, maybe they don't believe like you believe, and you're saying to yourself, how do I have an effective conversation with them? Well, we're looking for an evangelistic edge, if you will, that will allow us to more effectively, more contextualize the gospel so that we can reach men and women for Christ. Quite often, the on-ramp, if you will, is looking at culture and taking advantage of the conversations that folks are already having and saying, how can I leverage this to get people to talk about Jesus? This show becomes kind of massively significant to you if your desire is to reach people for Christ.
Get equipped with Chris Brooks.
Join me Monday through Friday at noon Central Time on Urban Family Talk.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law the Lord, and on His law he meditates day and night. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law.
You're listening to the music of Cam, the song entitled Psalm 1. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our guests today are the faculty and students from Windswept Academy and a Christian academy on the reservation, on a reservation in, is it Eagle Butte, North Dakota? Is that correct?
Eagle Butte, South Dakota.
Eagle Butte, South Dakota. Okay, then. Okay. You know, when I looked it up, it looks like it. You got to tell people it's not Eagle Butte, it's Eagle Butte, South Dakota. So they just need to know and understand that.
Very close.
Now, again, appreciate again, Clint and Amy, you all being with us today. And I think you said, did you have one more student that was going to share with us?
We do. We do. If okay. I could just share, is it all right if I share something about the student who just spoke?
Yes, please do. And you said that language was, say it again.
Lakota Sioux.
Lakota Sioux. Okay. Okay then.
Yes. Although the Lakota themselves don't usually use the name Sioux, so I probably shouldn't have used that. Okay. But it is the Lakota language. Mm-hmm. CJ is right. Actually, quite a remarkable young man. I allow him to go back to class, but I ask him if I could share some details of what he's been through in the last year. He's been coming to our school for, I think, 4 or 5 years now. He gradually became more and more interested in having a true relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He started walking to a church not far from his house just because he wanted to know more about God. So he started going there on Sundays to hear more about God, got actively involved into his church, and really was beginning to see changes in his life. Still was not a Christian at that point. He was just interested in becoming a follower of God. And God has brought him along. Now he has a new and budding faith in Christ. Interestingly enough, this summer he became very active in his church. And at the beginning of the school year, he was actually beaten up by a group of boys because of the fact that he went to a Christian school and because he was going to church. And I think sometimes, how often have I truly suffered persecution for my faith? You know, how often has that happened? And yet, here's a young man who, you know, he's only a sixth grader, and yet he's already right at the beginning of his relationship with God. He had to make a stand for God, and he did. We were proud to see him go on and continue to do what's right and not cave into that kind of pressure. And he's a very tough young man. You know, he could have fought back. He could have done those things, and yet he chose to follow Christ's example.
Right. And thank you for sharing that.
They're always wonderful.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And you said CJ is sixth grade.
Yes, he's a sixth grader. Yes, sir.
Okay. Was it recently that he actually gave his life to Christ, or was it a few years ago?
Sir. That was just this last summer.
Just this past summer.
So he just started his relationship with God.
That's
been curious and been desiring, and this often happens here, where as we begin to share the truth of who God is, because the Lakota believe in a creator God. They simply, in many cases, just don't know that he had a son named Jesus Christ who came to pay for their sins. And as we begin to explain that, it's always wonderful to see the transformation in lives as they begin to desire relationship. And then this last summer, he made a confession. He turned his life around and made an actual decision to follow Christ.
That's great.
And
That's great.
At that point was when some of the persecution started. But, you know, we've seen God bless his life now. It continues to be strong for him.
Praise God. Thank you for sharing that. Are there quite a few churches on the reservation?
Actually, we have a lot of different churches, many different denominations here. Some are Christian, some are not, but there are quite a few churches. For a small reservation, a relatively small town, lots of churches, but almost all of them are very small. The average statistic here from what we hear is that less than 10% of the people are Christian.
Okay.
That's of any stripe. And so that's pretty much the statistic most people use. There's a significant portion that are traditional Lakota, but the majority of them have just fallen into the trap of America in general.
Right.
They're just indifferent to the things of God. And so we come to them to share with the people. I always say that the Lakota are people desperate to know their God. The traditional Lakota is someone willing to give of their flesh to know God. They're willing to suffer to know God. And yet we have a God who's already suffered.
That's right.
He's already hung on a cross for 3 days. He's already done those things. And it's so amazing when you see them come to an understanding of that God's love, what he's already done.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I think of this, too, Windswept Academy being a Christian school and a mission school, it's a ministry that has the opportunity to reach deep in the heart of a community like that, because when you can reach the children, you reach the heart of the community in most any setting when you're able to reach a significant number of children in that community. So, again, Lord, how would you ask the church to pray for the ministry of Windswept Academy?
Well, we would like you to pray, obviously, for souls. It truly, it's the prayers of God's people that make a difference here on the reservation. Pray for their souls. Pray for their continued growth. Mm-hmm. Very common for children to get saved and then their parents to pull them out of our school after that. So pray that they continue to grow in the Lord. Obviously, pray for the finances that are necessary to run the school. Pray that God helps our teachers and staff to be strong in Him, have the courage to speak the truth in love.
Okay then. And also, like, if someone also, along with praying for you, if someone wants to just give a financial gift, if they decide they want to become a regular supporter, how would they get in touch with you in order to do that?
They can contact the school either at 605-964-7600 or 605-200-0757. The latter phone number is my cell phone, and I'm normally the one who will set up groups to come out and visit, and, you know, if there's anybody who would like to come and just see it personally, you know, we are always hosting people and love to have visitors come out here. And we also have a website, windsweptacademy.org, and then they can also check out some of the pictures on Facebook and look at some of the students and just kind of get a feel for what we're doing here.
Okay. So they can go on the website and get more information about the ministry as a whole, but also they can get in touch with you to find out how to give financially as well then, correct?
That's correct. And on the website, there's also a link for Just Give, and so that's an organization that takes care of the donations also.
Okay then. All right. And so we're going to hear from, is it Zianne as well?
Yes, sir. We have Zianne here, and I believe she's going to share a scripture verse and prayer and then just talk a little bit about some things that she's been going through.
Okay. And Zianne is in what grade?
Zianne's in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Okay.
Zianne? Hi.
Hello, Zianne. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, real good. Thank you for taking the time to be on the broadcast today.
My pleasure.
All righty. So you're going to share scripture with us, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
It's Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And I think you were going to share a word of prayer with us as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Dear Lord, thank you for today, and thank you for letting me talk on the radio show today, and thank you for letting everyone have a great day. And I want to thank you for everything that you have done for me and everything you have done for the school, and I want to thank you for letting me meet the people who I never really knew I would meet, and how blessed I am to have them in my lives. And I hope that you protect and keep everyone safe here in South Dakota and North Dakota in this harsh winter storm, and pray that everyone will be safe and that they will keep you in their hearts this year, and that you will protect everyone from sin, and that you will make hope that more people will come to you this year, and that you will keep everyone positive and everyone safe. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Zianne. I really do appreciate that. I want to say a word of prayer for you and your fellow students in the school, okay?
Okay.
Father, thank you for Zianne. Thank you for her just courage of coming on and sharing the Word of God and sharing in prayer. Thank you for CJ, who shared earlier. Thank you for the kindergarten class. Lord, thank you for all 80 students that make up Windswept Academy. And Lord, thank you for raising up a wonderful and a powerful ministry like Windswept Academy that can touch and bless the lives of children and thus bless their families as well. Father, flood this school and all these students, Zion and all the rest. Flood them with your grace today, with your mercy and your peace. Bless that school indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. And Lord, I pray that you raise up many more intercessors and people that will pray every day for Zion and CJ and the kindergartners and all the other students, Lord, daily praying for your spirit to be at work in their lives, that they would come, many that if they're not saved, that they would be saved, and for those that are saved, that they would grow strong in the Lord. And Lord, more and more make the school to be a bright shining light that will bless not only everyone on the reservation, but the state, the nation, and the world. And Lord, raise up many more, both intercessors, and raise up many people that will support them financially. And Lord, raise up churches that will send mission groups and send volunteers to come and help in other ways. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in touch with Windswept Academy today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Zion, thank you again for sharing. And what scripture did you read again? You said it was Isaiah. What was the specific scripture?
Isaiah 41:10.
Okay, that's a beautiful verse. Thank you for sharing with us today, Zion, okay? All righty then. And so, Clint, are you there?
I am, yes, sir.
All righty then. Okay, now, how do you have, so basically kindergarten through high school at Windswept Academy?
So we've been adding one grade each year as the Lord has blessed. Mm-hmm. We are up to 80 students now, mm-hmm. But we go up to ninth grade right now.
Okay, okay. And so the goal is that eventually you will go all the way to the 12th grade as well then, I guess, right?
Yes, sir, that is our goal. That okay. We would see the students stay with us until they are ready for college.
Okay. Well, if someone who's listening is interested in thinking they'd really like to send a volunteer group, what kind of work do you need volunteers to come to help do?
We often have building projects that we're working on. The school had bought some teacher housing last year, and so there are some repairs that need to be done. We also need work done around the school, of course. We'd like to add on some classrooms in the near future, you know, if we could have some groups that would come out and help with that also.
Okay, okay. So they would contact you by the same means, just either one of those phone numbers or the website as well, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All righty then. Okay, well, I'm going to ask we're coming up on a break in just a few moments, but would one of you take time to pray for our listeners that all of us would become more mission-minded in the way we approach whatever it is God has called us to? Would you pray for that, please?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we do ask, Lord, that you bless us, Lord. I pray for the listeners right now that are there in their homes, Lord, in their cars. I pray that you will touch their hearts, Lord. You've promised that if we will ask great things of you, Lord, that you will provide and you will do those. And, Lord, we pray that you will work in every life. Lord, help each person to see that they live in a mission field,
yes,
that there
Lord,
are people
Jesus.
Around them dying and going to hell, desperate to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. And please give them opportunities to share and then help them to seize those opportunities and do those things to your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. We're listening to Windswept Academy. We'll be right back after this break.
In case you missed it.
Well, I wear my expressions on my face, so Dainty C would know right off if you say something that I don't like.
Okay.
And it could, you know, on my part, it may not even be intentional.
But what if your husband's face is always serious? I never know.
But no, you got that face. Every husband has that disapproval face.
Yeah, they do. Y'all do. You know. That's ridiculous.
Tune in weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Listen to Stacy on the Right with Stacy Washington on Urban Family Talk. She's sharp.
I mean, did you hear that?
Pointed.
Remember that you're not only a Christian on Sunday.
And insightful.
Deception and lies have been accepted as the norm from the Democrats.
But most of all, she's on the right.
That scripture from the Bible that says the heart of the fool inclines to the left just kept popping into my mind.
It's Stacy on the Right. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
We're losing 417 Vietnam veterans every day, and with them goes their memories and unique personal histories. This includes the 7,286 African-American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country during the Vietnam War. Help us keep their memory alive by collecting their photos and by putting a face to each name inscribed on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Education Center at the Wall on our National Mall will display these photos and be a place where their faces and contributions will never be forgotten. It will complete the work of the Memorial Wall and also honor those who sacrificed their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan. Help honor the service of all American veterans and bring their sacrifice to life. Visit vvmf.org to share your photos and your stories. That's vvmf.org.
A message from the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
We all know God offers us forgiveness, but Dr. Tony Evans points out that in the Bible, there's a condition attached. He'll talk about this second part of the forgiveness equation today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Forgiveness crosses you over to the supernatural. Unforgiveness blocks you from the supernatural. Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You read further in the chapter and he says, for if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. In other words, we all have to remember we got two sides to our story. The need to forgive and the need to be forgiven. Forgiveness is a beautiful word when you need it. It's an ugly word when you have to give it. But we all need both words. Because we need to be forgiven and we need to forgive. He says, and when you do, your Father who is in heaven will forgive you. He's not talking about your salvation. He's talking about your fellowship, your harmony, your experience with him. You no longer walk in darkness, John chapter 1 says. You're now living in the light. You're in the light of the supernatural. Your GPS is working now. He can move you on to the place he's taking you. And he will recycle your pain to his purpose. Doesn't excuse it. Vengeance is mine. It doesn't say you ignore it. Not saying any of that. I'm saying you have a providentially sovereign God who can overrule it and fulfill his purposes in spite of it and in fact use it for where he's taking you without excusing it.
If you'd like to learn about how God can give you the forgiveness you need and discover how Jesus can give you a brand new eternal life, visit us at tonyevans.org and click on the word Jesus at the top of the page. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
The music of Denise Naugle, the song simply entitled Believe. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you that if you're not reading the Word of God every day, today is a good day to start that very, very important habit. I like to challenge believers to set a goal to reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. Again, 3 chapters is a good basic spiritual meal to nourish and strengthen you in your daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. We all need God's precious word. And a scripture that comes to mind as it relates to our guest today is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. They tell us, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And it's scripture that reminds us of the importance of our discipling our children. It's so important to know that our children are precious gifts from God and they belong to the Lord. He simply entrusts them to us as parents and those that work with youth. And so please pray much for a ministry like the wonderful ministry of Windswept Academy. But let all of us as parents and grandparents and those that work with young people make it a high priority to help our children come to know Christ and help them to learn how to walk with the Lord as they are taught the Word of God and taught to walk with the Word. Because remember, our children need Jesus more than they need anything else in the whole wide world. Let's take the work of discipling our children and our youth very, very seriously. We're in our last segment, and again, we're grateful to have, again, Clint and Amy Holly of Windswept Academy. Clint is the headmaster, and Amy is the administrator. And I believe we also have another teacher, a veteran teacher that's been with them as well. Is Claudia with us today?
She is, yes, sir.
Okay. And Clint, can you share with us what Claudia is going to talk with us about?
Claudia is just going to share real quickly about a young girl who came to her class and about how God is transforming her life.
Okay. Okay. Claudia, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
That's good. That's good.
I would just like to share with you about a little girl who came to us from the public school this year, and she was really struggling. She had never had phonics before. Of course, she had never had Bible before, and she had never had some of our cursive writing, which we teach as well. So she was really struggling, but I think she realized through the Bible study and through many of the things we do to weave the truths of God into every class that we teach, that there was hope that she could do this. And even though she was struggling, she would come up to me and say, Ms. H., I just love school. Even though she was having a really hard time, she still loved school. And she said, I wish I had come here last year. Instead of going to the public school. And so now we're in our third quarter, and this young woman, young lady, has gone from 60s and 40s in writing and phonics and spelling to 80s and 90s in her writing and spelling and phonics. She's always been a good student in math. She was always A's and B's in math. But now her other academics are catching up with her math skills. But I think it's that she has just flourished under the atmosphere of Windswept Academy and the Lord's presence here.
That's neat. That is so neat. And I guess, Sister Claudia, you're being a teacher, probably something that's so fulfilling to you is to when you see a student that is struggling, but they say they like school and they're willing to do the work, and you see the progress that she's made as well, right?
Oh, she never complains, and now that we're beginning to see progress, it is so encouraging to her that she's finally beginning to see some progress. But even when she was not seeing progress, she was able to keep on being encouraged, and I think that's because of the spirit of the school.
That's good. That's good. And maybe one day she'll grow up to be a teacher just like her teacher. So,
well, that would be a dream come true for me. But it's just so wonderful to be able to teach God's principles and God's truths in everything that we do, in every class that we teach. when we have a Bible study, and I will admit that sometimes when our class time is kind of short, mm-hmm. I will do an abbreviated Bible study, mm-hmm. and my children have...
Can you hear me? Okay, looks like we've lost them briefly there, though, but... Again, what a beautiful experience.
Learn not to do that okay, with them, that they catch me up in it. And that's what we need to start our day anyway.
That's great. That's great. And now, how long have you been teaching?
Well, I've been at Windswept the first year. I was the first teacher.
Okay.
At Windswept in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Ann asked me to come and be the teacher, and I said, Ann, you need somebody much better than me. And she said, no, we need you. And I said, well, if you find somebody else, I will understand. But she was determined. And so here I am, what, how many years later? You know, mm-hmm. So it's been a wonderful journey. It really has.
That's great. That's great. Now, where are you originally from?
I am originally from the mountains of West Virginia, but I married my husband, who was a minister, and we lived in Virginia mm-hmm. most of our adult lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now you're a missionary in South Dakota.
Yeah, I could still go home to in Virginia in the summer, but mm-hmm. South Dakota has been my second home.
All righty. Okay, then. Well, thank you for sharing that story. Are there any other stories that come to mind about maybe progress or ways you've seen children are dramatically touched or encouraged through all the outreaches and all the ministry of Windswept Academy?
You know, we do see every day God working in lives and seeing differences. We see, the school is not a boarding school, but a number of our teachers take in children mm-hmm. to live with them. We get tribal custody. The tribe allows us to have custody at the request of the parents. And we've just seen where God has blessed them when they're in a safe, protective environment, mm-hmm. where God changes them. We can't really share many details just because of legal constraints, if you understand what I'm saying. But we have seen God work in many cases in bringing children close to God, giving them a safe, happy environment to work in and learn in makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, if you don't mind, when you pray today, would you please pray for Miss Claudia? This has been how many years now, Claudia?
9 years.
9 years since Opie, her husband, the pastor, died.
Okay.
She came here right after that, a couple mm-hmm. of years after that, and just poured herself into the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard on her when she goes through these times. So.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to pray for Ms. Claudia and all of you once again. And again, also that God will raise up a lot more people to come alongside the great work you're doing. Lord, thank you for Ms. Claudia Hatfield. And thank you once again for Clint and Amy. And thank you, Father, for all the faculty, all the teachers, all the administrators that make up Windswept Academy. And Lord, thank you for the wisdom and the grace you give them to work in an environment with some unique challenges. And thank you for the ways you've blessed the school. You've grown it over the years, and it continues to grow and continues to make a wonderful impact in that community. Father, raise up many more people that will pray it more and more fervently every single day for the work of Windswept Academy. And also raise up many more volunteer groups and volunteers, people that will make the trek way up to South Dakota and go there just to come and ask, what can we do to help? People that will come alongside them and carry out the great work that they're doing. And Lord, also we ask that you to raise up more and more people that would come and choose to be a part of it on a long-term basis as well, as is needed. And Father, Lord, bless them so that eventually they will have all 12 grades operating in the school. And Lord, provide what they need financially in terms of for new buildings. And Lord, help them to continue to expand and more touch the whole community. Thank you again for this ministry, and Lord, raise up more and more ministries like this that reach into communities where there are the same kinds of challenges and be vessels you can use to share the gospel and to be a vessels of discipleship to help people grow up and become strong, vibrant men and women who will serve you and live for you all their lives. We thank you, and we praise you, Lord. And Father, we pray a special prayer for Claudia today. Father, pour out your spirit of comfort and grace and strength upon her. Bless her. Fill her with joy, peace, and grace. And thank you for how that even in the midst of her loss, she's giving of herself and continues to give of herself. Bless her in the work she does. And bless all of them according to your perfect will. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Clint and Amy, tell us one more time for our listeners, for persons that are wanting information, share one more time how they can get in touch or learn more about the work of Windswept Academy.
Absolutely. If they'd like to see pictures of the children and what we're doing here, we have a Facebook page. It's Windswept Academy, and they can like us on Facebook.
Okay.
We also have a website, www.windsweptacademy.com. And on there, there's some more information about our address and different ways that they can give. One way that we have a link to is called Just Give.
Mm-hmm.
And then our numbers, again, are 605-964-7600,
mm-hmm.
and then 605-200-0757. And, again, we would love to have people come out. Sometimes they can do larger projects, like building projects.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they may, you know, want to do something not as labor intensive, and we have something for everybody here, and we just really appreciate the help.
Okay. And now I think Zion alluded to the fact, are you all having some pretty tough weather right now?
We are actually, since we came back after Christmas, I think we've had 6 2-hour delays. We've had 5 days out of school.
Mm-hmm.
This has been probably the worst winter that we've had since we moved here 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've had more snow, but the winds here are what are so brutal for us.
Okay. I guess heavy winters is sort of the norm in that part of the country, I guess.
Yes, sir, it really is. With a lot of very, very chilly, it's like down to negative 20 sometimes and that kind of thing. And with the wind, that makes it really rough.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pretty normal for this area.
Okay, then. All righty, then. Okay, well, again, thank you so much again, Clint and Amy. And thank you, Claudia, for the work you're doing. How many more instructors and faculty do you have there at Windswept?
We have 11 total on staff.
Okay.
Including then. My husband and I.
All righty. Now, Ilhami and Anne, they travel quite a bit, basically helping to raise monies to help support the work, correct?
That's correct. All of the money that comes in for the school is pretty much all raised by them. They travel all over the United States speaking in churches. We have churches and corporations and individuals who give to allow our school to function, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, ask the parents to pay a normal tuition, what you might see in a Christian school elsewhere.
Okay.
We do ask them if they are able to pay $50 a month to help with the food, because we do serve breakfast and lunch every day to the children and
also
a snack.
All righty. Well, thank you all so much again for sharing, and thank you for giving us a chance to learn more about your work and knowing how to pray for you. Thank you again, Clint and Amy. And for all of our listeners, pray much for the work of Windswept Academy. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.